we have to deal with scale in this business, and it's important at the outset that we try to set the sizes of these planets in the context of the distances between them, because almost everything is empty space, or at least filled with, even if it's empty, nothing is truly empty, of course, but the separations between things in astronomy are enormous compared to their sizes, a truly, truly underappreciated fact that is rendered a falsehood by the cartoon images that you generally see in classrooms. And sometimes we really have no choice, because it would be impossible actually to draw a scale model of the solar system in a classroom. By the time you make the sun big enough to see, or the separations big enough, the Earth is so small you'd need a microscope to see it. So let's really start this particular lecture off after this introductory material by trying to put things into some kind of scale and into some kind of context. The sun is by far the biggest body in the whole planetary system, in the whole solar system. It is called the solar system for a reason. The planets are the satellites of the sun. They're the moons of the sun. The sun dominates everything, 1,000 times more matter in it than all of the rest of the planetary system put together. It's almost 1 million miles across, 1.5 million kilometers across. Its mass is 300,000 times that of the Earth. It's 1,000 times more massive than the largest of the planets, Jupiter. We're separated from the sun by about 100 solar diameters. The distance between us and the sun is a standard unit, which I'm going to refer to a lot, and I'll try to remind you of it off and on as we proceed through the course. Standard unit called the astronomical unit, with a capital A and a capital U, the AU. It's 93 million miles. It's the average distance between the Earth and the sun. Average, yes, the distance between the Earth and the sun does change a little bit. It has no effect on us at all, no effect on the seasons, as you'll see later, but it is a minor change by a few percent. So we use the average and call that the astronomical unit. 93 million miles, almost exactly 150 million kilometers. And then we scale everything else to the astronomical unit. It's the fundamental distance unit that is used in all of astronomy, not just from the planetary system, but ultimately through distances to the stars, distances to the most distant galaxies. The distance is out, and we can get pretty boring just listing off statistics, so we'll try not to do that too terribly much. Mercury is 4/10 of an AU out. Venus is 7/10 of an AU out. So we're kind of nice and symmetrical, 0.4, 0.7, and then us at 1.0, and then Mars out at around 1.5. And close into us, the Earth is something of a double planet, really. We have the Earth and the Moon is 250,000 miles away. We won't even deal with that in terms of the astronomical unit. It's very close. And it's kind of interesting thing when we look at all these distances and we are so proud of ourselves for getting from here to the Moon. That's all we've gotten, 250,000 miles. That's it. The sun is almost 100 million miles away. The Earth is, as large as it seems to a human being, is a terribly small body. 8,000 miles wide, 13,000 kilometers wide.